Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties on the air, but you know I won't give up and I won't give you up. So I'm here and I thank God for you. I want to say hello to my co-host, Earl Pope and Devon Dolby, whoever you are. Thank God for you. I'm here and we're here bringing you all the top that we can. You know, we welcome the challenge to challenge the bullies. So if you have a situation or circumstance or condition where you're being bullied, or you know somebody that is have been bullied, or you are a bully, and you're trying to redeem yourself and get out of it, give me a call. We're here, 646-668-8573, and let's talk about it, because you know your situation or circumstance or condition can help somebody. Even if you think that it can't help you or hadn't helped you, it certainly can help somebody. So come on there and tell your story. 646-668-8573. So excited to be back with you again live. It engulfed me with knowledge that I have the best listening audience in the country. And I thank you for it. I'm well over 2,500 listeners, and if you can encourage your buddies to listen, get them to listen too, because I have something for them also. So I thank you, and I know my co-hosts, Earl Pope and LaVon Dolby, I know they have something very interesting to tell you at some juncture throughout this broadcast. We're here live. We have 2 hours, but generally, we cut off at 7 o'clock unless you have something very strong to talk about that will continue on, you know. And, I invite you to come and tell your story live, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to, of course, you don't have to come in to tell it live. You can talk from wherever you are. And just call me at 646-668-8573, and I'll allow you and or anybody else to say what you have to say, and especially my co-hosts Earl Pope and LaVon Dolby. I want to take this time out to send out sincerest best wishes to the Brown family. You know, they officially declared a witness daughter officially dead today, and we offer our condolences to the family and Miss Sissy Houston, who is, I guess, the head honcho now. Bobby, whatever you're doing, God bless you and be with you at this moment. and everybody else. We certainly hope, like she said, that both mother and child are together and resting in the arms of our Lord and Christ Jesus. We certainly hope that he has received them both. So you have a sincere condolence. That's a very touching situation. I understand that they've issued a certificate of homicide in case of, you know, so, you know, for all practical purposes, for if you did something to harm that child, you need to receive the full benefit of whatever justice is coming your way. So if you did something to do that, if you have a situation with circumstances of drugs or condition of drugs or substance abuse, give us a call. You know, we have a bona fide, certified substance abuse counselor right here on the premises. Mr. Derek Colbert, who was always willing to act as a consultant to us, and certainly will give you some valuable information regarding that, and if necessary, can direct you to a place where you can receive the proper treatment for whatever condition or circumstance that you have. So if you would, give us a call, 646-668-8573. Also, we do crisis intervention. Matter of fact, I'm in one myself, you know. And so we ask that you have, you know, situations in your neighborhood or community where you feel that it needs talking in and straightening it out and that type of stuff. You know, give us a call and we'll see if we can get the parties to come and sit down and talk about it. It's no more than talk about on the air and add the grievances out, because a lot of times, like I spoke to my pastor today, Darrell Lewis, of the Disfield of the International Bible Church. He is, we're under his own brother here at the Family Community Fellowship Church on 2026. Maryland Avenue in Northeast Washington, D.C. We have services here every Sunday at 11 o'clock, because we have Sunday school itself at 9:05. And then on Tuesday, we have Bible study. And I'm telling you, Mr. Tree, so if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, come on out and hear what God has to say to you. I'm telling you, you would be truly blessed. And we're at 2026. Maryland Avenue, Northeast. I've been subjected to, when I was a youngster, domestic violence. And so we mentor, I've received a whole lot of treatment for domestic violence in my mother. I know if she was doing today what she did to me years ago, that she might have been in jail for life. But God rest her soul. You know, I didn't take heed. So, but if you're a victim of domestic violence, or you're involved with domestic violence in any way, you know, give us a call, man, and come on in, or call in and talk about it, because you know this thing is catching, and I certainly hope that I don't have to go through or send anybody else through what I've gone through, you know, or because that type of thing is what they call hereditary, I guess, you know, because it shows, passes down from one generation to the next. So if you would, give us a call, 646-668-8573, if you have that type of condition or circumstance or whatever that you need to have some adjustments. I just want to say that for all people out there who have somebody that incarcerated. We are trying to work in cohesion with the Peace Social Court Services for adult offenders, and trying to establish a pattern of visitation for those people who are housed in out of town. You know, it's very difficult for us to get enough money to travel out of town as often as one would enjoy seeing us. It's not easy to sit in jail, as tough as some of us say we are or claim to be, and not have someone to call you, I mean, you know, to receive your calls or to write you or to at any time to make some type of connection to let you know and let other folk know that you are still thought of, that you are still wanted, that somebody out here still cares for you. A lot of folk don't understand how that makes a difference. That makes a lot of difference in terms of what attitude a person, he or she might have once he leaves an institution. You know, we prepare a lot of programs sometimes for people who are returning citizens. But do we treat them as returning citizens? Do we really? You know, are they coming out with the expectations that they are returning as a citizen, more as opposed to just a mere ex-offender or ex-convict, somebody who committed the crime and everybody's still charging him or her for that last act? Let me give you a prime example. You know, 1975-76, I was dating a young girl. I was 22, and she was 17. At that time, the consenting age was, you couldn't mess with nobody under 18. Now, since then, they lowered it to 16. But, I mean, I'm guilty of it. And so, I was a barber fixing hair, and we started dating, if you would. Of course, the law said that she wasn't able to give consent. And so her sister got wind of her some kind of way, and I had the police sitting in there waiting for me one night when I came back with some Columbia Red girl. So didn't nothing happen. It was about to happen, but didn't nothing happen. But you know, it's D.C., it don't have to happen. If you think about it happening, they charge it. But anyway, so that day to this one, I'm classified as a sex offender. You know, at one point, they didn't differentiate between me and a pedophile, and we had to get that straightened out a long time ago. Now they saying that, well, you know, that was a one-time thing, 75, to, you know, even to now. They tell me to come in four times a year, every 3 or 4 months, let them see my face, let them see where I live, that type of stuff. But they say there's nothing that they can do. You know, in Maryland, Virginia, you know, they have a clause where they grandfather people such as myself who committed a crime such as I have or did at that time, 75, 76, and I hadn't had one single complaint. I'm not saying a charge. I'm saying not one single complaint. So I'm saying, people was raising their eyes because, I mean, when somebody say you're a sex offender, they think of, first of all, they think about a pedophile. You know, and a pedophile is a person who messed with a child at 12 and under. You understand what I'm saying? Just be over 17, 5 years over that. You know, but even so, there's no excuse for the behavior that I participated in, as I understand the law. And if I had to do it all over again, I said it would take another course. That technique wouldn't be an avenue I would take. And I guess they saw the tomfoolery in it, and so since then they lowered the age to 16, where, you know, when you can go to school, you can quit school when you're 16, you can get a job, and people can sign for you to go in the military and all that type of stuff. They call that the consenting age. You understand what I'm saying? And so had this been that time, I wouldn't have been charged, you know, because she was consent. But the law said that during that time, she couldn't consent. But we have a situation in District of Columbia where we have an office for returning citizens, you know. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the president was, he gave out 4-8 pardons, and then was the only sitting president that we know of that went into a prison while he was the president of the United States. I think he went to Oklahoma somewhere. I think that's a death shit or something like that. But he went there to see about it. Now, we got an office here for a returning citizen, and this guy hadn't done a thing. In Maryland, Virginia, people such as myself, they take off of supervision. It's just a waste of taxpayers' money. The people down there say, Mr. Johnson, nothing we can do about it. It's D.C. law. You know, all we can do is just curtail your time. You know what I'm saying? We just got to say that you just come in so that we know where you are at all times. 4 times a year, I go down there and fill out some papers. And some people go down there 4 times a month. And so that's just how much confidence it had in me in terms of my behavior. And what I've been doing since 1976. Never complain. Once you realize the tomfoolery of the act that you committed, and you recognize and own up to your mistakes, it's my beef. Ain't no question about that. I'm guilty as guilty can be in that respect. But I'm telling you with all the sincerity that I can tell you, I haven't thought about something like that, you know. And obviously, you know, if people won't hesitate to report you if they find out that you violate the law, breaking the law, and especially as a sex offender. So, yes, you know, that's the way it is. So if you look on the sex offender list, you'll see James Johnson on that, you know. And that was 75, 76, hadn't been involved or engaged in any activity such as that since then. And so I just like to say that, you know, I tip my hat to Maryland and Virginia, who don't take the taxpayers' money and keep people such as myself on supervision for nothing. I'm not on parole. The people recommend that I be off early parole. I've been off early parole 5-6 years ago. Like 2008, I was off. And so, you know, to think that D.C. would follow, you know, as high stuff is here, that they would try to alleviate some of the stress that we have. And so you can understand why some people come out of jail knowing that I don't care how right you can do, you're never going to be right. You know, it's just that I didn't have the attitude that a lot of people have when they come out and return as a returning citizen to think that, well, they ain't going to never take me off of supervision no way as far as reporting as a sex offender. And you know, I'm going to have to be embarrassed all my life. No, I'm not embarrassed because it was the activity and actions of me that put me in that position. And so I have to demonstrate by my actions that I I'm remorseful, and that I'm not going to engage or indulge in that type of activity again. And so I tip my hat to the president, and I thumb my nose up at the director for returning citizens in the District of Columbia, who won't take the heed from Maryland and Virginia, and introduce to the city council, to the mayor, or the president, or somebody that people such as myself are just wasting taxpayers' money. You know, it seems like after 30 some years, 40 years of being straight, that someone would recognize that. You know, and not to say that I need a blue ribbon because of that, because like I said, it's my action that got into this. But you need to think that when we have these type of offices, office of returning citizens, what do you do for us? You know, you don't have no creative programs. Well, you just sit down there and you just take your the taxpayers' money, and then you keep people like me on the supervision, reporting supervision, for what? You know, I mean, you won't even introduce legislation to the proper authority to long arm or to write off people such as myself. I really believe I think I should be pardoned. I mean, after 40 years of you being clean, you know, I mean, people that drink and use drugs and all that, and they're clean for that many years, I mean, they get ribbons and buttons and all that. That's all that one is about. You know, and the people down the sea folks, I tip my hat to them. They did all they could, you know, in terms of, they said, you know, other than not having me reporting at all, they had me reporting at least than any other person that's on their list. Of all the thousands of sex offenders in the District of Columbia, I'm the least question one. And so I tip my hat to that. But let me pay some bills before we go any further. I want to take my hat off to Hearts and Dickens at 6912 4th Street Northwest. Fish and Chicken Carry Out. They say one bite and you hook, and they got a wonderful menu up there. And then there's also Hearts and Dickens right there at 709 8th Street. This 12th and 8th Street, Hearts and Dickens. You been in there, and that's, you know. And, brother, I mean, they give you what you pay for and more. So go on out to Hearts and Dickens, y'all, and get yourself something and do that. And one of, on 4th Street, they open from Tuesday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you want to give them a call, 202-248-4265. And Ramona and her daughter, Bianca, is up there. And then you can call anyone. Everybody know about the one on 12th and 8th. So everybody's going around there. The lines are around the corner all the time because they not only give you good service, but they give you good. So go around there and call my man Twin and tell him Jason to come around there. Donald and Harsh, I mean Dickie, everybody. Just go around there. Rich, he, and they're fighting and carrying on, but they do good service and they serve good food. So go at Hearts and Dickens, one or two, if you will. And then, of course, they have a cousin that was called Duke's, and they are cousins, for real. And they're at 849 Upton Street Northwest. And Barbara, that's my baby, that's my niece. Well, love her all the time. Matter of fact, you know, I got to get around there, Barbara, and give you $20 for you, too. But you talking about a menu, buddy, and they got have a menu. There ain't no pork chop or nothing on there, but they got a menu. 202-210-1730. Barbara will deliver. But she got a cook in there that's second to none. I'm telling you that this stuff falls off the bone and melts in your mouth. You hear what I'm telling you? She got a cook in there. So go on about her cousins. Cousin of Hearts and Dickens, but that's the name of a cousin. It used to be called Duke. They're at 849 Upton Street Northwest, 202-210-1730. And if you want to deliver, you know, they get delivered. And look, they have a menu, I'm just telling you. That you I'm talking about you can even get ice cream and donuts. You understand what I'm saying? And but that's bad. That's bad. So give them a call, will you? And then especially if you're hungry, because I'm about to go right in there. I got to straighten up for the whole. And then, you know, and we tip our hats to Generation by Faith Radio Broadcast, which we under that umbrella from A Nation in Prison, is what we're known as. And Pastor Darrell Lewis, the District Elder for the International Bible Church, is not only a technician, but he is responsible for us being here as we speak. And so, kudos go out to him. You know, he has a service each Sunday, as I mentioned before, at 11 o'clock on Sunday. And of course, Deacon Brian his chief deacon has a Sunday school at 9:45 on Sundays. And then, of course, that Bible study itself is at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Listen, people, if you, I don't know what any of your beliefs are, but I will guarantee you that your life will change if you would come in and be obedient to the word and listen to our pastor, our district, Darrell Lewis. I'm telling you some good stuff. I'm guaranteeing you that you will feel better and understand what the word of God is saying and has said to you in the past, in the future, or whatever. Just be obedient and come in. Now, there's his older son. Go Green. That's a green and ground landscaping project. Look, this young fella, I don't know if he got a green thumb or not, but he certainly know what he's doing. And one of my co-hosts, Earl Pope, had to try him out, took him home and let him fix up his yard, and his wife, Pat, been talking about everything. And so I want to tip my hat to the pastor because, you know, pastor had a contract with D.C. government, I think, making $5 million a year. And he gave it up to come and give us the word. You know, I as I understand you now, I certainly would. But I don't know if I would have understood him way back then to give up $5 million a year for what I see him get sometimes today. But he said he did it, and he has faith, and he's a man of God. God has certainly blessed him and endowed him with his blessings, and whatever he tells you is true. Whatever he tells you is going to happen, comes true. But that's because we have a good God, and he doesn't let his word renege. And so we thank God for disagreeing with our Lord and how God has moved in his life and how he had been obedient. You know, God moves in a lot of our lives. We just not obedient to it. And so we just continue to do things the way we want to do them and not have a situation where we can be blessed in the fashion that God has ordained us to be blessed or has proclaimed us to be blessed. Follow that, please. And go green and try to get some good stuff in your life. So if you need some spring cleanup, some mulching and starting and seeding and planting and pruning, you need perennial cutbacks, a light lawn mower, I would say light. Tree and shrubbery fertilizing, disease and inspection treatment for your greenery, all your horticulture stuff. Look, man, give these people a call. And they deliver quality service at affordable price for you, me, and anybody just like us. Just contact our Darrell Lewis if you will. At 240-370-1789 or 202-396-1179. And, you know, you get a free estimate if you call them. So, I don't care what you have to think to done, that you want done. He's going to give you a free estimate. He's going to give you a true free estimate. And they're not going to charge you a dime more than what they told you for the service that they perform in terms of what you all have agreed to do. So, and this is over 30 years because, like I told you, Pastor Lewis himself had this landscaping project way back when. And so the experience is there. And so you just pass it on down to a very capable son. So you have my kudos with that. Look, y'all. I don't know who has ever been to the chateau, but if you've been the road on Thursday, you see all of those medical transport vehicles lined up on both sides of the street. The only other time you see them lined up like that is at a hospital. And I say that to say this. This is the only nightclub that I know of in the district or anywhere else that respects the mentally or physically challenged people to the extent that they allow them to come and enjoy a night out each week, each Thursday night. They come up. Each Thursday night they come up to the chateau. Oh, you know, they don't give them no alcohol. But they come out on Thursday night and see that many people, mentally or physically challenged, in one place, having fun, and wheelchairs, rockers, and everything. They just having fun. You know, if anything like Thursday, they play, on Wednesday, they play cards and everything. You know what I'm saying? And just have a good night out dancing and socializing. And like I said, no alcohol, but they have a host of fun. And you know they have fun. You know they have fun. Why? Because every Thursday night that you go down Benny Road, you'll see all those medical transport vehicles lined up on both sides of the street. And I'm talking about they be in there. You hear what I'm telling you? They be in there. And so, Mr. Nut Coleman, man, I don't know what other club that I would recommend, but I certainly would recommend the Chateau to anybody. And I took my hat off to Mr. Nut Coleman. Now, on Wednesday night, man, is what they call Breeze Country. Now, you can see us on TV every Friday. I think it's on Friday, Saturdays and Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, something. But it's the number one cable TV show in the country. And, yeah, you can see old school kids. I'm up there cutting the food, if you would, you know. But I need to exercise. I ain't going to be ripping and running with these bad dogs I got. You know, I just had a operation on my left hip, you know, and I gotta go back. By fact, I gotta go back tomorrow. But I do my exercise, keep my blood pressure down, and keep my weight down. Matter of fact, I think I lost too much weight, but it keeps that stuff down and it keeps me social. You know, and yeah, ain't a whole lot of shooting and all that old kind of stuff at the chateau. And then I think on the last Saturday of every month, they have a $5 night. I think on Wednesday night, it's $3 for your drinks and stuff. I think it's $4 or $5 there, but the $3 for your drinks and certain drinks. And that's when they take. But you don't have to be on TV. It's two dance floors, so one of them they take for the TV, and one of them is just for your dancing and just to enjoy. So come on out on Wednesday, enjoy a breeze, and you know, we give shout outs to whomever, you know, that you feel that's worthy of being recognized on national TV all over the country. You know, come on out and share with us on Wednesday night. You know, doors open at 6 o'clock, and I'm telling you, we have plenty of fun. Plenty of fun. And you can dance like you want to dance. You know, dance and cut up and just have fun. You know, they got food and drinks and they play cards. And, you know, they just socialize, you know. So, and then you come back next week and see yourself on TV. Go back and be a critic of yourself. Look, there's a guy like that. There are a lot of people walking to me. You that guy that see on TV on Breeze with that hat on all the time dancing. You think you smooth? So yeah, I certainly do. I certainly do, you know. And we just wait till I get my wheels straightened out, and you will see how smooth I can be out there. One time I wouldn't dance. A couple of years ago, I wouldn't dance out there because of my illness. But the doctor told me you get out there, or we'll put you in this bed. And might have to get rid of one of your legs or both of them. Look, Jake's been dancing ever since. So if you think I'm smooth now, you should have been dancing with me when that doctor told me that. So come on out on Wednesday night, and I think every last Saturday of every month, that's also a sideline Friday tonight. I think from 7-8 to 1 or something. But you have a lot of good fun. Now I'm going to give us a look, man. Nate Miner. He's at the Dynamic Health and Wellness Center. That's in 402 H Street, Dolby. Let me tell you something. This guy is a certified health consultant. You hear me say? He's a certified health consultant. Let me tell you something. Nate Miner is not only going to be a personal friend of mine, but I'm certain that he'll be a personal friend of yours, because there's nothing that he could tell you is wrong. Everything that he gives you are original and pure. And they even serve food in it. Man, what you talking about? They usually give me a free sample of something, you know, because I can't advertise it. It's something I don't know about. They give me a free sample. Look, they don't have no pork chops and ribs and none of that kind of chilies and none of that stuff in there. But you forget all about that type of thing. You go in there and get that the hit of that menu, what they got in there. I'm telling you, you have another perspective of how you look at vegetables and what it does for your body. And then they got the herbs and roots and all that kind of stuff in there. Nate got in there. Go in there, talk to him. And then if you need to have some type of speaking engagement or something for, you know, a small group of people, he has a room in there for that, and he allows people to do it. So, look, man, my hat goes off to you, Nate. You're a good man, you know. I love you. I certainly appreciate you. And all the people that are listening, you know, go by and see Nate Mines at the Dynamic Health and Wellness Center at 402 H Street Northeast. You know, the phone number is 202-547-0163 or 547-0241. Now, he also gives his cell phone number. Now, that's how confident he is that he can assist us in the most positive manner. And that phone number for his cell is 301-213-6999. Nate Mine at 402 H Street Northeast, Dynamic Health and Wellness Center. Certainly did a fine job with me. I'm telling you some good stuff. And I hadn't never had a bad complaint at all. So if you want to verify any of this information, give me a call if you would, 646-668-8573, and I'll certainly do just that. Look, this young lady here. Her name is India Gibson. But she got a situation called India's flowers creation. And what she did with flowers, you would think that God just dream comes up for real. If you have a situation where you need to have any type of activity, you know, this is the type of time of year that we have proms and parties, birthday parties, and getting ready back, return back to work, back to school parties and all that type of stuff. India can set you up. I don't care what type of situation that you have with a flower creation. What she can do with a flower in an office or a room for any activity that you may entail, look, I just beseech you, I dare you to call her. Give her a call if you would. Tell her Jake Johnson told you to call if you would, 602-658-1553. That's India's Flowers Creation. Look, people, give her a call. 202-658-1553. Now, on that same note, there's a house of walk. Ha ha. That Kendra Spell Baptist. And this is the pastor. Girl. You hear what I'm telling you? Not only does she look sweet and is sweet, but she do one hell of a job in decorations and designs. and she has a director for Brittany Stiles. Look, you need to see the work that these people do. You need to see the, and then if you don't go to the Charles Hotels in the district, you won't see it. Because that's where she operates from. I'm telling you that everybody called Kendra. It's called the House of Ordinance. That's Kendra spelled backwards. But there's nothing backwards about her. Nothing. When you hear what I'm telling you, nothing backwards about her. This is a fashion designer, and she can set you up for any type of activity, party, dinner, luncheon, whatever you need to have, fashion design, clothes. Look, she can get you there. So give Kendra a call, if you would, at 301-433-3445. Or ask her. Her director, Ms. Brittany South. Either one of them can help you. I'm certain you'll be satisfied. If not, call me. Give me the blues. It's my beat. But I know that you're not, because I wouldn't certify these people if I weren't sure of the type of activity that they would present to you as a part of their ingenuity. These people are fine workers. They're fine presenters. And they know what they're doing. Even if they pass their son, his baby son, Dion, entrepreneur. You look at him and think, well, he can't do nothing, just a young kid. But I'm telling you, look, a lot of you can't manage your businesses. Home, it sounds like you get enough money to scrape up and step up and get these bills paid. And somehow, every month, you just don't have enough. Well, I'm one of those. Until I got had him to sit down with me. So your Petco bill and gas bill and all these water bill and hush money bill and rent bill. He can get you, sit down with you and get you to a position where you can pay all these stuff on time every month and have a smile on your face when it's all over. You hear what I'm telling you? Look, make me not a lie. 202-390-9984. Make me out of a lie. You hear me? And call Dion and see what he said. Now, this young lady that I'm about to talk to you about now, look, her name is Dee Dee. And she's just beginning to get stuff on her stuff right. But she gives a face painting for kids, children. I mean, she makes you know, you see the little kids and they have their birthday party and stuff. Look, this girl Dee Dee is one of a kind. You hear me? You think that you look at her, she's quiet and meek, but buddy, she let all the fierceness out of her when she gets those children and start painting their faces and putting a look on them that's sucking them down. I'm telling you some good stuff. You would have to appreciate the type of work that she does and the connection that she has with children. And so if you would, anytime that you want to have a birthday party or kitty activity day or just an outing for your children, and you want to, and she has these Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse presentation live outside of painting their faces, what they want, Spider Woman, Spider Man, Mickey Mouse. She does a wonderful job. So I ask you to give Dee a call at 202-903-3749. If you can give Didi a call, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Give her a call if you would at 202-903-3749. Look, she paints faces like nobody else I've seen. You hear me? This woman does, if you look at her, you wouldn't think she could do nothing. But if you bring your children, you have a kiddie day, a birthday party, or a kiddie activity, or a kiddie outing, anything, you call Didi. And then she has this out for Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse that she do a lot. This woman can liven up a party like nobody else that I can know. So if you would, I beseech you to call Didi. And look, you talking about reasonable? I think she's too cheap, you know. But she says, Jake, I'm here to satisfy the little person and little people and little money, and she does exactly that. And so, if you would give Didi a call, if you have a kid a day or kid event or birthday for kids that you want to schedule and have something back to school, anything. She is the person, trust me, people. 202-903-3749. You'll get it across. She is a personal friend of mine. She is extraordinary in what she does. So if you want the kids to have a good time and a good showing at a kid's day, a kid event, anytime, anywhere, give Didi a call, will you? I'm guaranteeing you that you're going to have favorable results. 202-903-3749. Give her a call. Tell her Jake told you to call, and I'm certain that she'll give you some kind of discount. Some fine, she'll find a way. If you tell her that you heard Jake Johnson or A Nation in Prison talk about the glorious work, Didi, that she does. And I'm telling you, she does a fine job. So, Didi, my hat's off to you, wherever you are. Keep up the good work. I'm certain that somebody's going to call you. I don't put nobody before you in terms of the work that you do. You do a wonderful job. You had a wonderful connection with children. Never had a complaint from a parent about misuse or abuse or stolen their child. Never. That's excellent. So, Didi, keep up your good work. I'm going to shout out one more time, 202-903-3749. Give your kid a special coming back to school or coming back home from summer vacation outing and some type of activity to let them enjoy the face painting and dressing up and styling that Didi does. She does it all for kids. Trust me, she does a wonderful job. And she dresses them up and styles them and all that type of stuff. So, look, give her a call, and I'm telling you that she's going to give you a satisfaction that you never regret. Thank you. God bless you. And call Didi. I want to say, you know, I'm functioning at a level where I ain't as Wendy and all them type of people, you know what I'm saying, Oprah and all them, you know. So people just flock money to them. But look, y'all, I need donations. You hear my? You hear what I say? I need donations. So if you could, give me a tax-exempt money order or check, A Nation in Prison. Under Generation by Faith. I'm at 2007 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., Suite 102, Zip 20002. Look, y'all, I need some donations. It don't have to be no whole lot, but I need something, you know, because one of the reasons why you hadn't heard me live in the last 2 or 3 weeks is because there wasn't no funds to pay the bill. You hear what I'm telling you? So I need you to give me a donation. It's all tied to that. Generation by Faith tells Jake Johnson, under a nation in prison. May God have mercy. Look, I'm at 2007 Maryland Avenue, Northeast, Suite 102, Washington, D.C., zip 20002. Thank you. I certainly appreciate anything that you could donate to me, and I'm telling you that it's all tied to them. If you want that number again, give me a call, if you would, at 646-668-8573. My co-host, LaVon, had something to say, because I know she needs some funds. She needs funding for a project that she has instituted on her own, and it's a fine project, and so I'm going to have her to come in and talk to you about it when she gets all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, because that's something that needs to be done, and she needs to have your assistance in funding her for that project. So, LaVon, hopefully that, the people out there can understand what you have, what you need, and that they can go along with you. Thank you, and I trust that they'll listen to you and understand what you need. In the same token, from the very beginning, I had spoken to you about a project that C-Social and I have been working together on, and that's regarding, again, helping the poor people. 85% of the people that's incarcerated come from poor neighborhoods and poor families, just poverty-stricken people. And so we don't have the proper funding to keep the connection, the family connection up with our loved ones once he or she has been incarcerated and sent left to jail. All the felonies have to go out of town. Even the youngsters, even the kids that has a serious crime, they house them out of town. A lot of our foster children house out of town. And so what we want to do is create a situation where twice a week, I don't care where your person is housed at, that we can let you come over to jail or somewhere with C-Sosa and a nation in prison, that we're trying to get this jointly together to have this Skype video visit. Now, what does this do? This is a win-win situation, because if you had to go out of town to see somebody, first of all, most of us, 7 out of 10 of us have children, so we have to make arrangements. We either take the children or find a babysitter. Then we have to find a way to get there ourselves. And then once we find a way to get there, we have to find somewhere to stay. You understand what I'm saying? And so once we get there, then we have to go through this thing about strip search, and you got to be humiliated about the people searching your body cavities and all that type of stuff. And especially women, they go through so much. And so you don't have to do it if you with this video visiting. Why? Because you don't physically go into the institution, just like watching TV. But and secondly, there's no restriction on how many people can be in your booth while you're talking to your visitor. And so, they talk about, well, you can't have a 3-adult visit and so many children run around the visit and all that. We don't have the room to accommodate. Well, in this area, you can have as many people as you want. And right there, you don't have to go on no visit list, and nobody going to an institution. So nobody had to be on no visit list. And then it's twice a week. That's about 8 times a month. Some people don't get a visit 8 times a year. Most of them don't get 8 times a year. They might get 3. They might get 3 every 3 months. Somebody must have some money to go visit somebody. Of course, now if you're at Petersburg or Cumberland or Lewisburg, somewhere within a couple hundred miles, Well, fine, yeah, but we're talking about a couple thousand miles. Like the president went to Oklahoma. Somebody out there got the people in Oklahoma. I was up in Oklahoma, you know. So, and then these private prisons strung out all over the place, you know, because I was in Ohio, so that was a couple of hours away. But, you know, not everybody can be housed locally to a point where you can visit and go visit to see them in a couple of hours. It's just not designed that way. And so with this project, and I hope you support it, you know, I'm asking you to really support me with this project, you know, write me here and tell me that you support the project, or you can write C. Social, Mr. Cedric Hedges, at C. Social at 633 Indiana Avenue, and express your desire to see this project in the future. I understand that the C. Social has a pilot project, and I'm hopefully going to join forces with them and work with them in terms of seeing that this project is done, because we need to be in cohesion with our loved ones housed across the city, you know, and housed all over the country. You know, I'm telling you, one of the most depressing look, you'd be locked up and everybody get in line at 4 o'clock after the count for mail call. That's all over the country. The worst thing in the world to do is the man say, "That's it," and your name wasn't called. Or for visiting out from 8 to 3 or 8 to 4, whatever time the visiting hours are in your particular institution. And they call the name every hour or so for people to get ready for a visit. And they never call your name. Look, and so when you get out, what you have to do? But did nothing for me. Well, I was locked up. He didn't call me, stamped them call for 35 cents or something. Nobody wrote me, sent me a postcard, sent me, you know, they forgot about those long distance calls. They call $15 or $16 every time you dial. So you don't have to do nothing to pick up the phone. That's $15 or $16. You know, okay, how long you talk other than the 15, 2 or 3 minutes that they give you on the phone? They don't give you much. There ain't no whole lot of time, you know. But there's a whole lot of phone bills that come into play. So I'm asking you, you know, in support of video visiting. Dear Jake Johnson, I really support this project, video visiting, for our prisoners that's housed across the United States. Out of town. Look, I need your support. I need you to come in and say, I'm supporting you. I really do. And I'm surprised that the director of the returning citizens office or the mayor hasn't and come in and endorsed us with this. It's certainly all for it. And so we just need to get together and iron out the glitches and show the city council and the people that have the purse to control the money that we certainly need this project, and especially so for the families who can't afford to jump up every time somebody talking about they want to visit. Well, I can't, when y'all come to see me, y'all don't care nothing about me and that type of stuff. And right then, he knows that when you pick up the phone and set the call, that's $15 or $16 that could have been contributed towards seeing. But you got to talk, and you're going to tell everybody about why you should or shouldn't have this type of activity. So I'm saying to you with all the sincerity that I know that you need to come and support this. So, send me a call or write me 202, I'm at 2007 Maryland Avenue, Suite 102, and tell me that you endorse the program and that you would certainly like to see it do. And so in the meanwhile, let me just say this, and I have to go because due to cost. I thank you for your time. You're the best audience that I've had. You're a good listening audience. I trust that you're tuning in the same time, same station, next Monday, 6 o'clock sharp. This is yours truly, Jake Johnson, a nation in prison. May God have mercy.